Hey everybody, this is Scott Graham, extension entomologist with Alabama Extension and Auburn University, and this Sinjana Pest Patrol Hotline is being recorded on Monday, July the 21st. Well, overall, I would say that the crop is pretty late, but it actually looks pretty good in most places. Cotton that was planted on time looks like it actually has pretty good yield potential. We'll just kind of see how the rest of the year goes from here. The widespread rains that we were dealing with have kind of slowed down, and we're starting to deal with these random pop-up showers instead. Now, this is good for the crop to get some unexpected rains, I guess, but it does complicate insect control. We started getting a couple of questions late last week about the rain fastness of insecticides. Unfortunately, there's just really no one-size-fits-all answer for this type of a question, but there are some things to consider, and this is all, as always, also on the Alabama Insects blog, if you look that up, and you can go back and read some of our thoughts and considerations for this. But, things to think about. How much time has occurred between the rain and the spray? For a lot of the stuff that we do, more time is obviously going to be better. But for most stuff, we're probably good at around 4 hours, but 6 is a little bit better. One thing to consider, though, acephate is the least rainfast material that we generally use. It really needs a minimum of 8 hours, and as 12 is really better. But other than how much time has occurred between the rain and the spray, the next consideration is how hard did it rain and how much did it rain? Obviously, more rain is going to have a greater impact than less rain. A hard driving rain will probably be worse than a slower, steady rain. Just think about it. If you get a half inch of rain in 30 minutes, that's probably going to be worse than getting a half inch over 3 hours. So, that's something to consider. Also, what type of insecticide did you use? Systemics, probably not impacted as much as contact insecticides. Of course, a lot of what we use for these bug materials do happen to be contact insecticides. So, most of them are not overly rain fast, but insects can come in contact with them quicker than you might think and get enough exposure to die even just within a few hours. Formulation also matters. Generally speaking, the dry materials tend to be a little bit more susceptible to wash off than liquids are, so keep that in mind as well. Also, what's your target insect? Mobile insects like adult stink bugs move around a good bit. They're probably more likely to come into contact with insecticides than some that don't move around as much, like immature plant bugs that stay hidden kind of behind square bracts. They're less likely to get in contact quickly with an insecticide, meaning we really need to take advantage of residual more for insects that don't move around as much. And then, did you use an adjuvant? There are some cases where adjuvants can help improve our rain fastness. Now, there are very unlikely to fix an issue with something like acephate that already has poor rain fastness to begin with. So that's another consideration. So how much time was between your rain and the spray? How hard did it rain and how much rain did you get? What type of insecticide are you using? What are you going after? And then did you use an adjuvant? Those are kind of the five first questions or first things I think about when I'm trying to decide, whether to spray or if it didn't work. So with that being said, do we wait if we think, there's chances of pop-up rains out there? Do we wait or do we try to go ahead and beat the rain? And that's going to be complicated, probably going to be made on a field-to-field or a farm-to-farm basis. How much rain's predicted? How long after the rain can you get the sprayer back across the field? In other words, if it's going to be muddy and you're out for a week, you may want to go ahead and try to beat the rain. Just kind of thinking about those kinds of things. Also, how high, what kind of populations are you dealing with? Do you have a 5 or 6x threshold of immature plant bugs? And if you can't get in there, there's no plane. Or if you can't get a plane, you're going to be a week before you can treat. I'd risk go ahead and spray and risk a little wash off and partial control than set myself back a week in a situation like that. So again, this is really going to be kind of an individual basis. So if you got any questions with that, please don't hesitate to reach out to me or Ron or to one of your extension agents, and we'd be glad to walk through some of this stuff and try to get you on track with the best decision you can make. So quickly, moving into cotton insects, plant bugs are becoming more consistent in fields across the state, and clouded plant bugs are seemingly making up a little bit higher percentage of that population than normal. So that's just something to be thinking about and watching for. So as a reminder for cotton in bloom, we recommend scouting with the black drop cloth is the best way to do it. It's time consuming and it's not very fun to do, but it's the best way to find immature plant bugs. Other ways would be to look for dirty squares or dirty blooms and give you an idea that plant bugs are in there feeding, but really using that drop cloth is the best way to find them. Our threshold is when you reach an average of 3 tarnished plant bugs per 5 row feet. Now, if you got clouded in the mix, I don't like doing math in the cotton field, but we kind of recommend it. We recommend counting clouded plant bugs as 1.5 tarnished plant bugs. So in other words, threshold for tarnished plant bugs is 3 per 5 row feet. Threshold for clouded plant bugs is 2 per 5 row feet. And so if you've got a complex of them out there, you count that clouded as 1.5, and it'll give you a good threshold to use. Now, reason for that is clouded prefer, well, first they do a little bit more damage than tarnished do. They also prefer to feed on those small thumb-sized bowls. So we're trying to avoid that damage if possible. Several observations from scouts and consultants in both in Alabama and Georgia suggest that organophosphates provide better control than pyrethroids do for clouded plant bugs. And as far as for tarnished, we've covered that in the blog post and in previous reports of the hotline, so you can find that information there. But one thing to think about, I should have mentioned before, is using Diamond in these pop-up shower conditions. Diamond has the best rain fastness of any insecticide that we use. Now, it does not have knockdown potential, but it does provide good residual control of immature plant bugs. So if you're in a window going after plant bugs and you feel like you're concerned about rain or showers popping up, Diamond is a good way to buy yourself some rain fast residual. So quickly, a lot of this cotton is squarely in the stink bug window now. We've reached bloom and peak bloom in a lot of fields, and we're starting to get reports and have some observations of internal bowl damage increasing across fields. So remember, our threshold is during peak bloom, which is weeks 3 through 6 of bloom, is 10% internal bowl damage on 10 to 12 day old bowls. Those are bowls that are about an inch in diameter or about the diameter of a quarter. Sample 20 to 25 bowls across a field and crush them open. Look for signs of damage. You're looking for warts on the inside of the bowl wall. You're looking for stained lint or just we call pinprick marks where you can tell where that stink bug's mouth part went through for signs of damage. Stink bugs are easily controlled with pyrethroids and organophosphates, so making timely applications can help there. Quickly on soybeans, it's been pretty quiet this year, but we have started getting reports of defoliators, including soybean loopers, in some fields. Nothing at threshold, but something to think about and consider being in the field. Right now, we should be focusing on stink bugs and soybeans that are beginning to feel pod R4 to R5, and our threshold there is 4 or 5 per 25 sweeps. And again, pyrethroids and organophosphates provide good control. So with that, I'll sign off. I hope everybody has a good week. And as always, if I or anybody else at Alabama Extension can ever be of any help, please don't hesitate to reach out and let us know.